Hey everyone, feeling kind of overwhelmed by all the AI stuff out there these
Oh, yeah,
days.
I get it. It's everywhere you look.
Totally. So we're going to do a deep dive today into a book that breaks it all down.
Codependent, Living in the Shadow of AI by Madhumita Murgia.
Exactly. She's the AI editor at the Financial Times.
And she's got this really interesting perspective. She was actually a scientist before becoming a journalist.
Perfect background for this topic.
Right.
Okay, so in Codependent, Murgia doesn't just focus on the techie stuff. She traveled all over, talked to tons of people.
People whose lives are already being impacted by AI in some pretty surprising ways.
Which is kind of her main point, right? The AI is already way more embedded in our lives than most of us realize.
Even if we don't see it.
Yeah, like those social media algorithms.
Oh, I know. They're like, here's that random product you were just thinking about.
So creepy. Or how about when you apply for a loan, it feels like a computer makes the decision instantly.
That's definitely AI.
For sure. And it can be hard to wrap your head around how it's all working behind the scenes.
Like Spotify. I swear, it reads my mind sometimes with those playlists.
And Netflix. I mean, how do they know I'm in the mood for a cheesy rom-com?
Algorithms, man. They're analyzing all our data, figuring out our preferences, predicting what we'll want next.
It's kind of wild when you think about it, but also a little freaky.
Definitely.
Okay, so here's a story from Murgia's book that totally blew my mind. In Amsterdam, they had this program called the Top 400 List.
What's that?
So they used an algorithm to try and predict which young people were most likely to commit crimes.
Whoa, seriously?
Like Minority Report vibes.
Yeah, that's scary.
Super ethically questionable, too.
No kidding. Like, what happens if the algorithm gets it wrong?
Right. And can we really predict human behavior that accurately?
So many questions.
I mean, algorithms can process tons of data, spot patterns we might miss.
Sure.
But they don't have human judgment. They don't get context or empathy. So relying on them for these huge life decisions, it's risky.
Massively.
Okay, but Murgia also has a story about AI being used for good in healthcare.
Oh, tell me about that.
In rural India, where there are very few doctors.
Oh, I see where this is going.
They're using AI to diagnose diseases.
Wow. AI bridging the healthcare gap. That's pretty amazing.
It is, especially for places that don't have enough doctors.
Talk about potential.
But like with anything, there are concerns.
Oh, for sure. Accuracy is a big one, right?
Huge. And bias.
Right. If the data the AI learns from is flawed or biased,
then the AI's decisions will be too.
Which is why human oversight is so important.
Couldn't agree more. Speaking of the human side of AI, Murgia takes us behind the scenes to this whole world of data labeling.
Data labeling.
Yeah, it's like the hidden human labor that makes AI work. She focuses on stories from Kenya.
Interesting.
Basically, people are tagging and categorizing tons of data.
Images, text, whatever.
So the AI can learn to recognize patterns.
It's like training a machine step by step.
Exactly. But the issue is many of these data labelers aren't paid fairly.
Ah, I see. The ethical concerns.
Yeah. Exploitation, low wages, and a lot of this work is concentrated in developing countries.
It makes you wonder who really benefits from all these AI advancements, right?
It does. Like, are we creating a more equitable world or just widening the gap?
Big questions to think about.
Definitely. And that kind of leads us to the future of work, which I know is on a lot of people's minds.
Will robots take our jobs?
Right. But Murgia argues that AI will change how we work, for sure. But it's not necessarily about jobs disappearing.
It's about adapting.
Yeah. AI might take over some tasks, but it can't replicate everything humans do.
Like creativity, critical thinking.
Yeah.
Emotional intelligence.
So those are the skills we need to focus on, the stuff AI can't do.
It's about working with AI, not against it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, this next thing is kind of freaky. Murgia talks about how AI can sometimes produce these, like, hallucinations.
Yeah, hallucinations.
Yeah, basically the AI makes stuff up, fabrications.
Oh, wow. Like what?
She has the story about a lawyer using AI to research cases.
Okay.
And the AI generated fake legal cases.
No way. How does that even happen?
It's because AI learns by recognizing patterns in data, but it doesn't actually understand the information.
So it can make connections that seem logical, but are totally bogus.
Exactly. Which is why it's so important to double check anything AI generates.
Don't just take it at face value.
Right. Think critically. Fact check, be aware of its limitations.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Murgia ends Codependent with 10 crucial questions we should all be asking about AI.
Ooh, a framework for thinking about this stuff.
Totally. Like, who's accountable when AI makes mistakes?
Super important.
Who owns our data?
Right.
And are there times when we should have the option to choose a human over AI?
Essential question.
These questions get to the heart of AI's impact on us all.
Love it.
So before we jump into those 10 questions,
okay,
let's take a quick break.
They really make you think, okay, what does all this mean for me?
Exactly. They help us make sense of this whole AI revolution, right?
Totally. Like that first one, accountability is huge.
Yeah. Who takes the blame when an AI system screws up?
Especially when the consequences are big, you know?
Like that Amsterdam case. Imagine being labeled a potential criminal by an algorithm.
It could wreck your life. So how do we figure out who's responsible?
That's the million-dollar question.
Because sometimes it's the algorithm itself that's flawed.
Right. Or the data it learned from was biased.
Or maybe there wasn't enough human oversight in the decision-making process.
It could be so many things.
Rugia's point is, we need to figure this out now.
Before these systems get even more powerful.
We need to know who built the algorithms, who trained it, who's using it, and who's making decisions based on it.
Like a chain of command for AI.
Yes. That way, if something goes wrong, we can trace it back, hold the right people accountable.
And people will actually trust these systems if they know there's someone responsible.
Exactly. Trust is key. Which leads us to another big one. Data ownership.
Oh, yeah. All that data that fuels AI.
It's our personal information, right?
Our online habits, what we buy, where we go, our health records, even our social media.
And companies are collecting it, using it, sometimes without us even knowing.
And who owns all that data?
That's the question.
Yeah.
And can we control how it's used?
Merja says we need to have more control.
To access it, correct it, even delete it.
It's about taking back our privacy.
Exactly. And another thing, do we always have to accept decisions made by AI?
Sometimes it feels like we have no choice, right?
Like with those automated phone menus? Ugh, so annoying.
Or chatbots that never seem to understand what you're asking.
It can be so frustrating.
Merja says we should have the option to opt out.
If you want to talk to a human, you should be able to.
Totally. Sometimes human judgment is just better.
Which reminds me, Merja dives into AI's potential impact on human relationships and our sense of self.
That's where things get really deep.
If AI can mimic human communication, could it change how we interact with each other?
Wow, that's a big question.
What does it even mean to be human if machines can act like us?
Merja doesn't shy away from those questions.
And she brings up some benefits, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, AI could help us connect with people from different cultures.
Overcome physical limitations. Maybe even help us understand ourselves better.
Imagine AI tools that translate languages instantly.
Or help us create art in ways we never thought possible.
That's amazing. But there are downsides too, right?
Of course. She talks about echo chambers.
Where AI feeds us only what we already believe.
Which can make us more polarized and less open to other viewpoints.
And if we rely too much on AI for social interaction, could that erode our real-life connections?
It's a balance, right?
Embracing
the possibilities, but not forgetting what makes us human.
Exactly. And that leads us to the story Merja tells about Carl Rissen, this African-American researcher who was involved in developing facial recognition technology.
Interesting.
He started with these great intentions, you know?
To use it for good.
Yeah, finding missing kids, identifying criminals. But then he saw how the technology could be misused.
Oh, no.
For surveillance, tracking people, even targeting specific groups.
It shows how technology can be a double-edged sword, right?
For sure. It's never just about the tech itself. It's about who controls it, how it's used.
Which is why we need diverse voices in AI development.
People from different backgrounds, with different perspectives.
To make sure AI benefits everyone. Not just a select few.
And to make sure it doesn't reinforce existing inequalities.
Speaking of which, Merja highlights the human labor behind a lot of these AI advances.
Yeah, all of people working behind the scenes.
She takes us to Nairobi, where data labelers are tagging and categorizing information.
But the grunt work, the tedious stuff that no one really talks about.
But without it, AI wouldn't function.
It's like teaching a machine to see the world step by step.
But these workers often face long hours, low pay, and difficult conditions.
It's a side of the AI revolution we need to be more aware of.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that leads us to the big question. How do we make sure AI is used ethically?
That's the ultimate challenge, right?
Merja stresses that AI is a tool. It can be used for good or bad.
So it comes down to the choices we make.
The values we prioritize.
Are we going to build a future where AI benefits everyone or just a select few?
Will it make our world more equitable or widen the existing gaps?
These are the questions we need to be grappling with right now.
And talking about them, debating them.
It's not just about the technology. It's about our values, our vision for the future.
Murgia also talks about how AI could amplify existing inequalities.
Right, like automating jobs that are typically held by low-wage workers.
Leading to unemployment and further economic disparity.
And what about bias in AI systems?
If we're not careful, AI could make decisions about loans, healthcare, even social services based on biased data.
We need to be incredibly vigilant about this.
Make sure AI is used to promote fairness, not discrimination.
It's a huge responsibility.
Mm.
And speaking of responsibility, what about the impact of AI on human creativity?
Oh, that's a fascinating one.
If AI can create art, music, literature, even code, what happens to human artists?
Some people are worried AI will devalue human creativity.
Like it'll just become a mass-produced thing without any soul.
But Murgia also presents the other side.
That AI could be a tool for artists, helping them explore new possibilities.
Expanding their creative horizons. It's all about how we choose to use it.
Exactly. And that leads to another huge question. What are the long-term implications of AI for humanity?
Oh, the big picture stuff.
We're creating these incredibly powerful systems.
But we don't really know where it's all headed.
Are we enhancing human potential or diminishing it?
Are we building a sustainable future?
These are questions we can't ignore.
We need to be having these conversations now, before it's too late.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground, exploring the big questions, the ethical dilemmas, the potential risks of AI.
It's a lot to process.
But what I'm really curious about is, what can our listeners actually do with all this information?
Right. How can we move from just thinking about AI to actually engaging with it in a meaningful way?
Exactly. What are some practical steps people can take? It feels like we're at this crossroads with AI, you know?
Totally. It's powerful, it's changing everything, but we still have a say in how it unfolds.
That's what I find so hopeful about Murgia's message. It's not all doom and gloom.
Right. It's about taking action, being informed,
yeah,
shaping the future we want.
So let's talk about action. What can our listeners actually do to become more AI savvy?
Well, first off, get curious. Don't be intimidated by the techie stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like you need a computer science degree to even understand the basics.
But there are so many resources out there that break it down.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Well, start with Murgia's book. It's a great foundation.
Definitely. And what else?
There are tons of articles, blog posts, podcasts, documentaries.
Even online courses if you want to go deeper.
It's like learning a new language. The more you immerse yourself, the more fluent you become.
And the less intimidating it all seems.
Exactly. And don't just passively absorb information. Think critically about what you're reading and hearing.
Challenge your assumptions.
Exactly. Develop a healthy skepticism.
Especially with all the AI-generated content out there these days.
You got to be able to discern fact from fiction.
Solid advice.
Yeah.
And once you start to understand AI, you'll see it everywhere.
It's like a whole new layer of reality gets revealed.
Totally. And that awareness gives you power.
You can make more informed choices about how you interact with AI.
Support companies that are using it ethically.
Advocate for policies that protect your privacy and rights.
It's about taking control, not letting AI control us.
Absolutely. And talk about it. Have conversations with your friends, family, colleagues.
Get people thinking about these issues.
Because the more we talk about AI, the less scary it becomes.
And the more we can shape it to benefit everyone.
Don't be afraid to raise your voice, too. If you see something that concerns you, speak up.
Contact your elected officials. Write letters to the editor.
Support organizations that are fighting for ethical AI.
There are some amazing groups out there doing great work.
They're advocating for transparency, accountability, and fairness in AI systems.
Making sure it's used for good, not for harm.
And if you're really passionate about this stuff, consider getting more involved.
Like taking a course, learning some basic coding skills.
You don't have to become an AI expert, but having some technical knowledge can be really empowering.
It's like anything else. The more you know, the more you can influence the direction things are going.
And remember, this is an ongoing conversation.
Yeah.
AI is constantly evolving, so we need to stay engaged.
Keep learning, keep questioning, keep pushing for a future where AI is a force for good in the world.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into Code Dependent.
It's been such a thought-provoking conversation.
Murgia's book really opens your eyes to the complexities of AI and its impact on humanity.
And it leaves you feeling hopeful that we can shape the future of AI in a positive way.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
And remember, the future of AI is being written right now. Let's make sure it's a story we can all be proud of.